She's short, man.
It must be north of Gina. Section 30, if you will, on the outside.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, May 19th, 2026, 8 a.m. Barnes County Commission meeting. Excuse me. Roll call.
Mike.
Here.
Vicki.
Here.
Bill.
Here.
Pete.
Here.
Sean.
Here.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any agenda corrections and or additions, and approve the agenda?
I'll make motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Pose same sign. Okay, any public comment?
None received.
Okay, Jess, planning and zoning.
You should wait till 8:15. Wait for Tanya to get up here.
Okay.
Or down here.
Well, let's move into the sheriff's department then. Randy, come on up.
What's that?
You should have all received the information in the email.
Yep.
Okay.
I did, I know.
I sent everything. It's just a security thing with this newer style AC where the window shuts down in it, so you can't push it in and out. Request for 2 10,000 units and 12,000.
What was the cost on it again, Randy?
Okay, what's that? How's that?
The cost again.
$1,297.
Oh.
$1,300 bucks for all three of them.
Yep.
Okay, so why three?
Well, I bought one last commission. You guys okayed me to get one to make sure it works. That goes in one office.
Okay.
The sergeants get one. The deputy's room gets one. And then the other, I would get one, and they'd be on the outside, so you have to have bigger ones to try to get the halls and the entryway cool also. That's all we would have.
So you're saying you'll have four altogether?
Yep. There's four offices with windows.
So that back office isn't storage, then? That is an actual office?
The four deck, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we don't have room just to have storage that big.
Okay.
So they're not extremely expensive air conditioners. They're pretty much regular air conditioners.
Yep.
Just a window air conditioner.
Yeah, just a window, but the window shuts down in the middle of it. Plus, they claim they're quieter, and a little bit we ran that one we have. It is a quieter because condenser's outside with the window now as you have with the fan in the office.
So we're going to need it for the summer, right?
Right. We need something.
If we ever get summer.
I'll make a motion to approve buying those window air conditioners for the sheriff's office for the summer.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
The total is $1,297, then, correct?
$1,297.
And so with the 400 you already spent, it was about $1,600, right?
That one was on sale. That was a little bit over $3,000.
Gotcha.
So it was a lot cheaper.
But still, it's about $1,600 you're spending for air.
And that's from where? Where were they from?
Amazon. Really kind of. But I've never seen that style before. That's the only place I've seen it. I don't have it around here. I've checked, I should say.
Any further discussion?
Vicki?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.
When's delivery time on them?
Probably first part of next week.
The other one came pretty.
Have you got the other one already?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's installed, working?
Yep.
Good.
Auditor's office, approval of the minutes. Everybody's got a copy of them.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second, is there any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Both same? Okay, so that one's done.
Anything else for her?
You didn't have nothing else, did you, Julie?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, let's jump into commission discussion then.
No, Tanya's here, we can go back.
Are you good to go now?
Yeah.
Oh, we're just, okay. Come on up. I thought you had to wait till 8:15.
Sure, technically, but we'll do the variances first. Okay, I got two variances for you today. The first one is for a variance for a structure setback of, it's a grain bin from 120 feet from the center of the Barnes County Road 32. And the planning and zoning approved it. So he's taking two grain bins down and putting a larger one up, but it's not going any closer.
Which one is this?
The Justin Anger one.
Anger
sorry.
One. Okay.
I make a motion to approve.
And Jamie was okay with it too, just so you guys know.
Got a motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second, is there any further discussion?
So he's taking these three down and putting
he's taking two down. He has it circled with three, but it's two.
Okay. That'll be no closer to the road than
later. Nope. Nope. And I'll go down and double check him when he starts.
And there's trees close to anything already.
Uh-huh. So. Yep.
Okay. Hey, Sean?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay, the other variance is for a drain tile setback variance of less than 75 feet, but out of the road right away along 31st Street Southeast and 124th Avenue Southeast in Alta Township. Township for planning and zoning approved that one.
This is a yellow spot where it's close to road.
Yep. Oh, no, no, it's along the road there, sorry. So it's going to be all the way along here and all the way along here. It's going to be closer than 75, but it's going to be outside of the road right away.
And it's outside the utilities and everything.
Yep, yep. And it's AIM is doing it again, and they're usually really good about keeping to where they need to be.
Never no structures within?
Nope.
Snow plowing or anything like that?
No. Nope.
It's going to be a pump?
Yeah.
And that's going to be?
It's going to be outside of
and that pump isn't going to be put in the right away at all.
Correct.
Okay.
Motion approved.
I'll second it.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Mike.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
We got Nights on Central.
You want to do the Summer Nights on Central thing first? Okay. I was asked to come to you guys, not just me asking, but Summer Nights on Central, they're going to do a county night on August 13th downtown there, and we're planning a pretty good size, the theme for that night is going to be carnival, because it's, you know, county carnival and stuff like that. So what we were wondering is if we can get a budget to purchase the candy, because we're doing the candy drop again. The kids really seem to like that, and anything that we and we're also, instead of doing root beer floats, because that was a pain in the butt, we're hoping to give away those breezy pop, those ones, those long ones. So I was asked to ask for $500 in the budget for us to purchase those. 2 years ago, I know Jamie and her guys all pitched in their own money, about $300 to get candy for 2 years ago. It wasn't out of their budget, it was their personal money. So I was asked to come ask for if we can get some sort of a budget for Summer Nights on Central.
Where would we take that out of?
General, I suppose.
And last year we didn't do it, right?
We did not do it last year.
So it was the year before that?
2 years ago, yes.
Yeah, and 2 years ago, like you said, it was the employees that donated.
Yeah, I know. I ordered a bunch of bouncy balls out of my own money, you know, to try to fill up that bucket for candy. The kids really like that, and I guess they missed us last year.
Are we going to drop it with the...
What?
Are we dropping it with the trackle again?
I can't remember. That'll be a Jamie question. I don't know. We're dropping out of a bucket of some sort, yes.
I believe she said that she wasn't going to do the trackle again. It was going to be something else.
You need to know now, or can we wait? Think about it for 2 weeks and find some.
You can definitely think about it for 2 weeks.
See if we can find some donation for it or something.
That's up to you guys, yeah.
I just don't know what we take out.
Right. Where do we pull it from?
Yeah. No, that's fine. I don't need to know today, but, you know. Because we're probably going to have to order the ICs from somewhere. So those aren't that expensive. I found like an 80-pack for like $7.
They're cheap.
Yeah, they're cheap. So, I mean, it's not...
Well, if we can delay it, why don't we bring it back in 2 weeks and we'll see if we can find it.
And then you can double-check with Jamie on what equipment she's planning on taking. So.
We'll see if we can find some donations for it or something. So.
That works.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Here.
Do you want me to work at time? Okay. All right, so the last thing on my section is the data center moratorium. I'm just going to give you the definition of a moratorium, so if people are wondering. A moratorium is a temporary suspension or authorized delay of a specific activity or legal obligation. It typically pauses actions like debt repayments, construction, or certain business practices until a specific condition is met or an emergency passes. So basically, this is like a building/development moratorium. So it's a temporary halt on issuing any new building permits or construction, new properties in any area, often to update our zoning laws or conserve resources. So we do not have any companies that have come to us for a data center. I know none of you have been contacted. We are just wanting to put in, I am requesting a 6-month moratorium for data centers to be put in place until we have time to do our research, get our ordinances in place, so that if something does come in, we are ready for it. Like I said, if any companies come in during this 6-month moratorium, they aren't able to do anything until we get our regulations in place. That's what the moratorium is. It's not okaying people to do anything. It's just strictly going to give us time to get our ordinances in place, just like other counties in the state are doing. A lot of counties are putting ordinances in place to be proactive rather than reactive.
So we can work on it at planning and zoning.
Yep. And there'll be a hearing for planning and zoning, and then it'll come to you guys. We're going to take our time. That's why we want to do the 6 month, so we have time to get that ordinance how we want it and in place.
And again, no matter what people have said on Facebook or the radio or anything else,
there's
nobody at all has contacted Barnes County about a data center.
And I contacted the state of North Dakota, or I contacted the Association of Counties, the legal representative there, and he said there's nowhere in Bismarck that papers could be filed because there's no regulatory done in Bismarck. It is all done locally.
And there's nobody's contacted the city or the development corporation.
Nope.
Nobody at all has contacted anybody.
And I would tell you guys as soon as somebody contacted me. Yeah. I mean, that's an instant. Like, that's something you need to know right away.
Yep.
Yeah, they have to come to me first anyway. So
we're just being proactive to give us plenty of time to research it before anybody could come in and do anything.
Yes. Correct? Yes. So what we need to do is make a motion.
So I just want to ask one thing.
Yep.
If your 6 months runs out, we still haven't got a request or anything, can we re-up the moratorium to finish off if we're not quite there?
Within 6 months, you'll have the regulations done at that point. We don't typically recommend doing moratoriums for, especially after a year. I think that's too long. 6 months is, in my opinion, a safe number. In the meantime, those regulations will be done.
You believe that we'll have it all in the group?
Yes.
But it is possible to renew a moratorium, though?
Anything is possible. Would it be recommended by your legal? No.
Okay. All right.
And that's what I found out, too, from state side is, you know, don't do those year-long ones or longer, you know, because you're going to get into legal issues with that. They said 3 to 6 month moratoriums are perfect. That gives the county enough time to work on what they need to work on to get those ordinances in place.
So on the legal aspect, are you good with the 6 month moratorium?
I'm good with the 6 months, yeah.
Yep. You recommend it?
Yep.
Or are you just good with it?
I recommend it.
I would not have requested it without her legal.
That gives us time at planning zoning to
yes.
really do the research.
Yes, then this way it stops anything from happening, you know, until our ordinances are in place.
Because we don't want to kill future development in Barnes County.
No.
We just want to go about it responsibly.
Exactly.
And know how to do it.
Exactly. Yep.
So I'll make a motion to put this 6 month moratorium into place.
For data centers.
For a data center.
Thank you.
I second that.
And
motion
batteries.
Second.
No, we're not doing batteries.
No,
okay.
Just data centers.
Data centers. We'll work on that.
Any further discussion?
Bill.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
So I know there was a lot of talk out there on social media. I don't usually get involved in social media. I like to know what's going on up front. I don't like to add fuel to the fire. There was no fire, and for some reason things were really getting blown out of proportion on what we were or weren't going to have. I've had many phone calls, and I've put a lot of fires out, but we never had a fire originally to put out. Somewhere along social media, this got put out there, and why, I don't know. They said south of town. Maybe it's in Ransom County. It isn't in Barnes County. So, as of right now, we have nothing known about a data center coming to Barnes County. Because they have not approached any of us.
Or me.
Jennifer?
So, just a quick question. How does the public participate in the process and I see this as a positive thing to slow down and take your time, but how does the public participate along the way then?
Just watch the notices in the paper for planning and zoning, and if you see it on the ordinance or on the agenda, that's when we talk about it.
Okay, and then can the public submit
yes.
comments and information to you then?
Yep.
Okay.
And Jessica's...
Just like the hog farm stuff. I mean, that's exactly the same thing. Submit your comments like that. Yep.
Jessica's phone or any of ours are on 24/7 if you got any questions.
Yep. I got 3 calls Saturday, and I talked to every one of them in length about what we knew and what we didn't know. So you can call any of us. Our numbers.
Yes, sir.
Tim Leppard. I serve as Russell Township Zoning Administrator in Moore County. A word of advice... From experience, you folks will be the last to know when the data center comes. They'll have everything in place, the land bought, and they'll have forced non-disclosure agreements onto the landlords. You will be the last to hear about it, and it'll be dumped in your lap, and you'll be forced to deal with it then. Word of caution from...
Neighbor.
From a neighbor.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, that's why we're talking about it now.
And might I add, we have a 2-year, and we're coming on our first year in June. It takes a long time.
To do thoughtful zoning and planning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. You're doing the right thing. I would have recommended a year for you guys because of the technicalities. I know you're using legal advice and taking that, but don't delay. Use every minute you have to... thoughtfully plan it out.
We've got...
Thank you.
One more, he said.
Madeline?
Yeah, I was wondering what is the legal problem with making it longer, because I agree 100% with Tim. There's a lot of information out here, a lot of moving parts, water, electricity, noise. And 6 months is really not enough. You know, you're going to be asking your electric company to do analysis, and you're probably going to ask them Barnes Rule Water to do their analysis. 6 months isn't going to do it. So I would say that 6 months is likely not enough, and if there are legal problems, I'd love to know what they are.
Yeah.
Back here in the green.
Thank you. I'm thrilled that you are being proactive with this, but I agree with the gentleman in the red hat. It's going to be dumped on, and you have no say. It's going to happen. I have relatives in New Jersey, okay, and they were dumped on at the last minute. It's a nightmare what they're going through, and the data center isn't even completed yet. My issue is this. Has anybody, and this is something your legal counsel is going to have to do, the feds have really pushed through a lot of legislation to get these data centers approved just like this. You have got to look at all the laws that have been passed. It is going to take more than 6 months. I'm a former D.C. person, so I know what I'm talking about. I think it's great that you've got a six-month moratorium. That's a start. The legalese that the feds did in the laws, and I'm not just talking about the GRID Act. There are several laws that have been passed that will definitely, these companies, believe me, their lawyers have, like the gentleman said in the red hat, they know, they've done it. And it's going to be dumped on you. You need to know what the laws say in order for you to do your zoning and planning and your own regulations. You have got to start reading these laws and get legal advice on every single piece of federal legislation, because environmental impact statements have been basically voided, okay, so these data centers can come in and do what they want. And the impact on the water, which North Dakota water is like gold, is incredible. You're talking 20. I've seen and I have heard from people in, again, back east, 20 to 60 million gallons of water per day to keep these centers going. Where is that water coming from? This is agricultural land. Okay, so I think the six-month moratorium is great, but when these things come into Bismarck and it gets dumped on Barnes County, it's too late. So I appreciate the proactivity, but again, somebody has got to sit down, congress.gov, look up AI data center, look at all the laws that have been passed to get these things through. I cannot stress that enough, because these laws, I was shocked when I just glossed over some of them. And I was like, holy crap, how are they getting away with not doing these thorough environmental impact statements? Yeah. And where are all the NRDC, where's the Sierra Club? Why haven't they been screaming? You know, I mean, there's a lot of red flags with these. AI is here, and we're going to have to deal with it. And we're going to have to deal with these data centers. Yeah. But it's how it needs to be done. And I just, they're being these, the rural communities across our country are being dumped on, and it's too late. It's like there's no time to be proactive. Everybody's in a reactive mode, because the data centers have the law on their side. Yeah. They come in and like, hey, you know, boom. And like he said, the land's already been bought. It's a done deal. You got to deal with it. So, again, I agree. I'm thinking a year moratorium. Let's wait and see what happens in Ellendale. Let's see what happens in Stutzman. You know, I'm very, very nervous with all this federal legislation that was rammed through, regardless of party. This is not a party issue.
Yeah.
It's both sides.
I know,
I was there in the belly of the beast. I know how it works.
Yeah.
And I strongly urge you, each one of you, to look at these laws that were passed, because that is how you are going to have to shape your zoning laws and your permitting and everything. So if you don't know what the feds say they can do, you're screwed. Because they're going to say, no, that regulation that you passed doesn't mean anything because we have this. That's exactly what they will do.
Well, there's federal regulation, and then there's state regulation, and then there's local regulation.
Exactly.
And that's why Tanya is here, is to help guide what regulation takes precedent and what you need to pay attention to, you know, because states can govern and counties can govern. So what law do you follow?
Exactly.
And so that's why Tanya is here.
And I'm telling you now.
So just because whatever happened in New Jersey.
All right, I'm going to take the gentleman in the front here, and then we're done.
Because the feds have
around
the states.
Hi, my name is Sam Wagner. I'm the city council president of Castleton, North Dakota. I'd like to submit to you guys as well. This is what we've passed in Castleton. We decided to take an interim development control on the data centers as well.
Okay.
I just wanted to add to the conversation that we decided to do a year on ours simply because by May of next year, we would have the North Dakota State Legislature would have been in session, and they would likely be tackling some of this issue as well. So we didn't want to make laws or necessarily have everything set up only to have the state come in and supersede us. So I just wanted to let you know that that's one of the logics that we had in determining for a year as well. And then also, if you want to just copy this too, this is some talking points brought forth by the Dakota Resource Council about data centers. Just some questions to give to planning and zoning to actually think about all of the aspects of data centers.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your information.
So I have got about five or six of the counties that are almost fully done with their data center ordinances. I've gotten copies of all those, so we'll start digging deep into those and go from there. So there's one county, Montreal County, has really been pushing theirs, and theirs that has taken, I think they're about 7 months, and theirs is, I think they approved it last month. I haven't gotten an updated one from them, but in March they were just about ready to approve theirs. So
okay.
I don't know how long their moratorium was, but I know the counties out there were doing like really long ones. But
Vicki, you had something quick?
Yeah, quick. Just two things. I thoroughly agree and request that you would amend your moratorium to make it at least a year. I'm not going to restate any of the reasons because they're all valid and all substantive. Secondly, some of the local entities, the commissions, the mayors, have also been approached to sign NRDs, or
NDAs.
Thanks, NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. So I would secondly request that the Barnes County Commission go on record as pledging to your constituents that you're not going to sign any NDAs related to this form of so-called economic development.
Okay. Lance, you had something quick?
Yeah, is Barnes County have any regulations set up for this?
That's what we're in the process of doing as we speak.
Okay, because the state is not done. If you go on and look, they've got, it's like the Wild Wild West on the state.
Yeah.
It's the federal and you guys, that's the only.
Yes, that's what it says.
And like I said, the state's a Wild Wild West, there's nothing.
Okay. Well, very good. Anything else, Jess? Tanya? Anything?
No. Obviously, the commission shouldn't be signing any non-disclosure agreements that aren't approved by their legal, so that's their advice. And the reality is we have planning and zoning. We have a rhyme to our reason, so to speak. Planning and zoning has a set of ordinances that we follow and guide our development. And then the reality is planning and zoning makes a decision, but that's not the decision, the final decision. They still need three people at this table to agree with what they say. So the reality is it comes down to the five people that sit at this table that decide what's going to happen. And that's how our local development would work.
Okay.
And if we need to, we can extend the moratorium if needed, right? I mean, I think we've got a pretty good handle on starting to research it anyways, because I've been researching data centers for months already. So
we've been kicking it down.
We've been pushing it. So, I mean, I've already started working on it. It's just a matter of, like, really hitting it now. So.
Putting it to the top of the
agenda. It's now at the top. Yeah, now that I got a few other things off my list of things to do, you know, so, yep.
We have one little bitty thing. What we did in our township, we put a clause at the end of our moratorium, and it can be lengthened or shortened or removed at any time by the commissioner or, in our case, the township supervisor. It was one little thing we put on the end of ours. So it can be lengthened or shortened or removed at the discretion of the supervisor, or in your case, the commissioner.
Okay, thank you. Lance, one last thing for you? No?
You got it.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess, Bill, if this did come up, would it be just you guys voting on it? Or would the public be able to vote on it?
Well, we'd have to have public meetings and everything else.
Okay. Yeah, okay. But it comes down to bare facts. You guys would be the one to decide, right?
To decide, yeah.
Bill, I have something quick. At the township level, could the county work with the townships to get them involved with having their own zoning laws regarding these?
Only if they have their own planning and zoning.
They'd have to take over their own planning and zoning.
Most of their planning and zoning
down there. Yes.
Yeah.
So would you have to be conducive to them doing so?
We have a township in the county that does their own zoning, yes.
And they do.
But they would have, Jessica, explain how that would work.
We have one township that has their own zoning in the county. Otherwise, the county takes care of the rest of the townships. Way back when, I don't even know, probably before I was born.
86.
Right after I was born.
How can you not know about
they turned it? They turned it all over to the county. So it's the townships have to want to take it on. They have to have a board for planning and zoning. They have to have somebody that's willing to issue building permits, take that stuff on. And so far, we've only had one that's willing to do it. Yeah. And I know I'm not going to say for sure, but I know they didn't want wind towers in. So, I mean, taking it on just to keep something out, I mean, you have to be able to do everything, and you can be the same. You have to have the same ordinance as us. You know, you can't be stronger than us, I don't believe. Tanya, is that correct? No. I think the townships have to be exactly the same as us. We can be stronger than the state.
Which we have been. Yeah.
Yeah, and we have been on some stuff. So.
And you have shared your planning and zoning ordinances with this township.
They base theirs off of ours, yeah.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yep. And everything's online, so.
Very good, thank you. Highway, come on up.
You guys didn't get to
know them. No, the meeting ain't over yet. Everybody can stay sitting.
They can stay for the whole meeting. That's good.
I'll sit inside. You can take front and center instead of me.
Good morning.
Good morning. No, they don't. Just don't want to do. They want their voice of what they want.
Anybody that wants to stick around and talk, we need to go out. Thanks, Tanya.
Thank you, Tanya.
All right, boys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, first of all, I'm sure you all got an email, right, that we are pulling the restrictions off of our paved roads, everything except for the Peak Road South.
Okay.
That's they're out pulling the signs right now. So
okay.
Okay. the restrictions will remain in effect on the gravel for now. So it's just, they're just, with this rain, I think it's what we need, but it's, they're a mess
right now. It's a little bit of time to get there.
Yep.
There's soft spots north of Korea, which you've seen. Yeah. You know, even when it was dry, there was still soft spots. So I agree with that. And I drive their road, but I still agree with that.
You know, Rogers was taking a bad push right by the elevator. Yep. Yeah, he was going to look at it again this morning. Just unfortunately, with the rain, it's going to have to dry out a little bit, and then hopefully we can get there and get something done with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there. It's. I know where you're talking.
Been there?
A couple times.
There's a lot of frost boils out there yet.
Yeah, but I do think they're trying to turn the corner, but until the seeds in the ground and the trucks are done hauling, I think it's going to be a tough thing to remedy. So
it's a babysitting job.
Yep, pretty much. So anyway, do we want to look at the approach?
Sure. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's Andrew Jewett. I would like to have a approach put in just on the south side of County Road 4 on County Road 7. So probably no more than a quarter of a mile to the south. The access approach that he has right now is actually right off the corner of the intersection, and it leads you right into a slough. So what he wants it is for grazing or haying, I think.
Is that the one that's coming out then?
Yes, that would be the one that would come out. Okay. If you approve that, and I think Jamie was recommending that you approve it. So
yeah.
Do you have information on it? I mean, I have a little bit here.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, we got some.
Okay.
But he doesn't own this land except in Lake Town, apparently, right?
Okay, no.
It says Roger, but it's not that description. It's Lake Town.
Yep, it would be Lake Town Township, right off that corner.
Yep. Okay, yep. That's where the trust owns all I am. Looks like. Okay.
So, like I say, the approach that is there right now.
So what do you think of it? You know, there's a lot of approaches there. Do we?
Yeah, I mean, typically, what do they recommend? What is it, no more than five? I think, on there.
We got
so,
six already, I think.
Yep, and the two of them are really close together, but I think it's one's an old farmstead approach, maybe, next to another one that I wonder if it isn't maybe different people that own it, too, existing approach three and four. So
there's two right in the middle there together? Does one go to one side and one goes the other side?
I think the one was an old farmstead approach, and I don't know if it's separate on the land or not. So, but yes, they are very far apart. They're between three and four, there's 103 feet of distance between the approaches. So.
But they don't go into the same property?
Not that I know of, but I'm not telling you yes or no, I guess, on that. So.
So which one are you thinking of?
Number one would be the one that would come out.
Right next to the section one?
Okay. Yeah, right next to County Road 4 there.
It's wetlands anyway.
Yep. So.
And then the one right north of that would be the one they want to put in. Right?
Yeah, right to the south.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and that one there is from the first to the proposed approach, it's like 435 feet. So,
I'd be interested to know if that three and four go into the same piece of property.
Well, there's no different owner for them, according to the plat book.
Yeah.
But like at one time, it could have been a farmyard.
Right. You know, no, but I think that's what it was. If I remember Jamie saying that it was, you know, an approach into a farmstead. So, but that was her recommendation, is to have that first one removed if this proposed approach was approved. So,
is this going to have to be called in?
The first one?
The one you're putting in, the one you're putting in.
No, I don't think it would have a culvert in it. Let me look. I know he's responsible if it needs to have one in there. I know that. So.
Oh, it says you're in.
Oh, right at the top, 18 to 24.
So you must be just trying to get to that piece of grazing or whatever it is there, right?
Yeah, that's all he wants it for is to graze or bale the hay, so an access.
But he's going to drive over as much going from the one he wants in as he would from existing approach too.
Well, he might not be able to cross that water, but
yeah, I think if you look at on a different piece. Oh, the existing two, yeah.
That's what I mean. That one is about the same distance to, if that's grassland we're looking at.
Right.
Water, that one.
Yeah. I think the requested one, you know, you can see the drainage and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and the other is somebody's field land. So.
Well, if you guys are all okay with it, I make a motion to approve it.
With the existing one taken out.
No, correct.
Yeah.
Yep, number one taken out.
I'll second it.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Sean?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Mickey?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Is that township? Must be township.
Do you want this signed, or you got something else?
Yes, please.
Do you guys monitor the progress of that? You inspect it when it's done, then?
Is
that
Jamie will keep an eye on it, yep, and then inspect it, make sure it's to the spec that she wants it to be. So,
your 45-degree slope, and she inspected.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you.
Can I bring any pancakes and sausage today?
Not today, sorry.
Okay. It was good, though, right?
So you're ready to move on to the. We would like to get another gravel trailer, and basically this trailer will replace like our old one that we have. You know, we've been putting quite a bit of money into it in the last couple of years, so we'd like it to be a replacement. And I think Jamie wants to, if we can get a new trailer or a different one, take and.
Sell
put that one, on. Sell it, yes, eventually.
That's what she told me anyway.
Yep. So the first one that we went and looked up, one up at Gilbertson's in Binford. It is a 2021 construction trailer specialist. I think it's called a pack mule, the trailer. Went and looked at it. Looked like it was in good shape. New brakes in the back. Tires are pretty good on it. They pretty much go through them and everything after they use them for a certain amount of time. So, does everybody have paper work on that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that one actually looked really good, we thought, from Gilbertson's. Then they also, RDO had the price of a new one, and which you have that too?
I believe so,
Did you send that?
So that would be the same trailer basically that we
got. I got for the new one.
I don't think so,
Not that.
It'd be roughly $70,000for the trailer.
How much was it, Gilbert?
Gilbertson was $46,000.
$46,000 for the 2021.
And 70?
$70,000 for the cross country is what the brand is of the one at RDO. And that's a 2025 trailer. And the one from Gilbertson's is a 2021. They're basically same capacities, triple X trailers. Basically what Gilbertson told me, screeded off, it's 20 yards and heaped, like RDO probably shows, is like 24 yards. So we thought, though, that one at Gilbertson's looked like it was a good trailer, so.
Do we have something to pull it?
We do, yep. Like I say, it would be a replacement for the oldest one that we have. But we have two trucks, and we're hoping to talk to you about another truck, too. So.
Well, I could see where we could use one, because those clams, once they start going, it seems like it gets worse and worse. So
we've got two good tractors now, right?
Yes.
Yep. And this particular one, the construction trailer specialist, it's built a little lighter, I think, but it's supposed to be really solid trailer. The sides are more straight up and down to where you won't, according to Tim Gilbertson, you won't get the trailing or the skips in between from a, you know, a wetter type of gravel coming out of it, that it's just better that way. So
it's got its own tarp and everything already.
Yep. They both would have the new one and the 2021, so...
What do you want action?
Ryan, anything you want to say?
No, not about the trailer.
Okay. You want action right away, I suppose. When is your graveling season going to start?
Well, hopefully when we get the restrictions off of the gravel, but it's going to be, I'm sure, a week or two anyway.
Are you north this year or south?
South.
The good thing is you can haul quite a bit more on one of these than you can on a regular truck.
Yes.
So with the price of fuel and everything, we'd be saving in comparison, is what I'm saying.
Efficiency-wise, we're going to...
Yeah.
Yes.
So we hauled from Hannaford last summer, and for those long trips, it definitely saved us time having two tractors compared to regular dump trucks.
Yeah.
It's basically a game changer to have them two semis.
And you're hauling out of Ransom County this year, then?
Correct.
Yeah.
And you recommend that pack meal, then?
Well, for the price of it and the condition of it, we thought that looked like a good trailer to have.
What's our old one worth?
Excuse me?
What's our old one worth?
It wasn't worth enough to trade it in.
The Elbertson won't take it in?
No, because they didn't want it, so, from what I understand.
Can we get $5,000-$10,000 out of it?
Probably. You'd hope so.
If you take it to an auction house.
Yeah.
So, can we just take stuff to order stuff us and put on the auctions?
We have before in the past.
We don't have to put it for public sale.
Well, it would be for public sale.
That's a public. That would consider a public sale if you had it opened up like that.
Yeah.
Because I think they both have construction sales throughout the year.
I know Stutzman County has put a lot of stuff on the order
auction. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I don't know if they have to put like a notice in the newspaper or anything. You know, if we were to sell it at our shop, you know, just say, hey, this is the county's equipment that's going to this place for sale. I'm not certain.
We can check that out.
We had stuff that was going to go on. We're going to put bids up for stuff this spring. That's changing. Didn't we have a tractor or something that was going to
get? You were talking about something.
We talked about the tractor at one time, but it's like we've been using that thing, I guess, and it's...
As of now, it's still in use.
Yep.
Okay.
I see you had it hooked up to something.
For what we have invested in it, it's almost worth to keep around for a backup. It's not a JCB, but...
It's been nice. Yeah. It's just there is a few little issues that we've been able to work through on it and not get fixed. We've tried to bring it, like, down to AP and have Scott fix it down there, but we'll get to the bottom of it. Excuse me?
It's a European build.
Yeah. Yep.
So set up for European market, I should say. Because a lot of them are European built now, but...
That one's old enough as it's American. I used to have one.
I think they tracked it back to England, didn't they? When they got that, and they had to overhaul the motor right away when we got it.
Yeah. Well, so, I said, a lot of them are built over there. It's just that this one's actually set up for...
There's been issues with that one ever since you guys got it.
So. I'll make a motion that we... go with the used one from Gilbertson's.
Second.
Motion and seconded. Is there any further discussion?
Do we have money to pay for it?
In the budget, she's got something in her equipment line.
She requested 50.
This
will take up her whole budget.
You kind of got to look at it, too, if we're having issues with it.
No, I agree. Yeah.
And we don't need an episode like down on number one.
No.
And I agree if we take one trip instead of two with it. Dump truck.
Yeah.
Okay. You're saving a guy. You're saving fuel. So.
Well, with the price of fuel.
And be the availability of gravel too. We're ending up going further and further the way it seems. And
it's not in our back door anymore.
No, that's for sure.
You got a qualified driver apparently to drive.
We have ample Class A driver. Okay.
Yep. Dump truck takes a little more. Little get different skills than driving a dump truck.
Yeah.
You follow me.
Mike?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
Mickey?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Thank you.
When's the delivery time?
I don't know. I think they'll probably let us get it at any point.
Run up and get it.
Yeah, I think so.
That wasn't delivered.
He probably would.
He probably would. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. So that does bring us to the next deal.
Next thing.
Yes, sir. I know that she had, what, $300,000 that she asked you for budgeting, right?
No, she asked us for $50,000 for budgeting.
Okay, well.
We put in $300,000 because of that 3% that we're capped on so that we could actually get a road grader next year. It wasn't for her to spend. It was for that to be in there so that she can get the road grader the next year. She only requested 50.
She requested 50,000 as a request for a new tractor.
No, she requested 50,000 for her whole budget. She was talking a skid steer and something else.
I'd have to go back and look. I don't remember right now.
From what she told me, it was $300,000 that she had requested for it. So, I guess, but anyway. Was hoping, since we have the two semi-tractors going with trailers on the gravel crew, we want to be able to do our culvert work that we have, which we have, I think, 14, 15 different sites to do on actually the Sanborn Road. That's going to get the overlay this year, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We want to have all of our culverts taken care of before that happens. And it's just, you end up, if we go pull the excavator down to these sites, we have to pull one of them tractors, you know, off of the gravel crew to go, you know, pull everything down, right? So what she was hoping to do is to find another semi-tractor to take care of that problem, to pull our trailer for the excavator. And we looked a little bit. And you all probably got this.
Yeah,
I did.
Okay, so we looked at a 2018 Kenworth T680, I think it is,
got
right?
It, Pete, on the 14th, it went to all of us.
From Jamie?
Yeah.
That part it did?
Thursday, 5/14, went to all the county commissioners.
I got that from Jamie, but I didn't see.
The truck's on there and that trailer's on there.
Okay, I must not have went further into it then.
Go ahead.
So that truck is at Gilbertson's right now, too. I think he bought that as a part of probably like 38 trucks, if I remember right, that he, you know, bought from a company out East Coast anyway. That particular truck has the same motor as the other two trucks that we have, the Peterbilts. But we wouldn't be opposed if it, you know, was approved to maybe look a little bit more and see if we could find another Peterbilt. This one, I think, looked fairly good. They all have the automatic, or they're starting to get automatics in most of these now. That's like a 13-speed Eaton transmission automatic in this one.
So do any of them have to have a wet kit on them for any reason?
Really, this one, we have two with wet kits on them.
So we wouldn't have to.
But it's an option to put on later, too. Right now, I think you're looking at probably, if we had to, which I don't, yeah, we don't have to, it'd probably be $6,000 to $8,000 to have a wet kit put on it.
So as of right now, we would have two tractors to pull the two trucks or trailers.
Yes.
One of them, which is going to be discarded and replaced. So graveling, we'd be okay. It's just that if we ever need to pull the trailer somewhere else, we wouldn't have a tractor to pull it.
Which, yep, yep. And we're going to run into that every summer.
So I would say, look, but let's not buy one. This is my recommendation, but anybody can speak. And because to me, this seems like it's awfully high for what it is. Because I sit with Jack Mortz every morning, and he talks about trucks here and trucks there, and
yep.
Stuff is fairly reasonable in today's world. And I just think this is kind of expensive, but maybe it isn't.
Yeah, and we're perfectly fine with looking, wondering if if you could set a price limit for us to look. And to find too, I know she was talking. I think that's where Ryan said something about hoping to maybe look up to, not necessarily buy, but look up to the price of $50,000.
I would just, now this is me again, but keep your eyes open, see what is available or isn't, and we go from there.
Yep.
But what's everybody else's thoughts?
Well, I know one guy at Maynard Plant bought a 2018 Volvo down at Mexico's, down in Starbucks or Glenwood or whatever, for $18,000.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
$18,000 Maynard, and it's real good truck, automatic. So,
I mean, to me, this just seems like it's.
I mean, if it's not going to be
expensive, but
we might not be using it every day if we're just pulling our flatbeds. So, yeah, if you could look around.
I think, the one that we bought last year, that was a lot less miles, and that was, 2022, I think, Peterbilt. Yeah. That, without the wet kit, I think it was like 65 on that, but that was a lot less miles, too.
So. Yeah, a lot more truck.
Yeah.
They basically have the same, called an MX-13 PACCAR motor in it, which we'd like to be able to maybe stay at that, if we got another truck, so we're not dealing with all these different parts, try to keep it similar.
So when you're talking about, having to pull the this low boy or whatever, and deliver stuff out on the construction sites, that's only going to be like 2 or 3 days out of the whole year that you're going to be hauling this stuff down there, right?
We'll probably have
You will only be pulling them from the gravel driving business only a couple days here and there.
Right. It'll probably end up being at least a month of what we're doing there with them culverts, and that's just on the one road.
Well, the thing
you would pull it down there and you would dolly it down until you used them. I mean, and then take the tractor away and you could go back to hauling gravel with it, right?
Yeah, I mean, feasibly, but you're taking away probably a couple hours just in one trip down there to do exactly what you said, right? So,
well, a couple of hours is a lot different than $60,000 for a truck.
I would just keep your eyes open.
And keep looking, too. Yeah. What else is out there.
Okay.
Because like what Pete said, I hear farmers all the time talking, well, geez, I just bought this and it was...
Yeah, we're buying $25,000 trucks all the time. Good trucks.
Yeah.
With 500.
I mean, we don't have to have where it's... Whatever. I'm not saying you guys don't deserve it. I'm just saying for A to B or whatever we're doing with
the use that you're going to use this truck for.
Yep.
I mean, I bought a nice Freightliner last summer, 16, for $19,000. And I mean, it's 500,000-mile truck, a real good truck so far. So.
But that's just where I'm heading.
Yep. So... I guess,
we're not saying no, it just, I would keep looking.
Yep, come back. That's fine. Yep, thank you. Because
you're an excavator, you don't want to drive that 5 miles down the road. You want,
oh, God, no.
No. 3 miles an hour, you want to haul it. So I can see where you want a tractor on that low boy.
Yep.
And we probably need one, so.
Well, other than the JCB that goes 30, 35 miles an hour.
Yep.
It takes forever, and you couldn't drive that tractor down the road anyway.
And they're not that much fun down hooking them all the time.
No, it's a process, and it takes time.
Yeah. So I'm not against it.
Keep your eyes open.
See if we can find more.
See what we can determine. That's just my thoughts.
Do you like the PACCAR motor?
We haven't had any issues.
Some people claim they're a 600,000-mile truck, and then they're shot. They're throwaway.
We haven't had any issues yet. Okay. So
that's the old truckers. They're a good motor until they need overhaul, and then they're a throwaway. Yeah. That's what some guys claim. So, I mean, I don't know.
Very good.
Thank you.
It's been built in the last 10 years.
But anything now, you can roll it. 30, 40 grand over all the truck. Yeah. We do. On our farm factory.
And I'm guessing, young man, you're looking for something.
I just got the resolutions in case you guys got any questions for those. The paving on Highway 11 and then the Viking Drive Bridge both bid recently. So
how many culverts do we have to put in?
On 11? I think there was...
On 11 that we need to replace, there's like 14.
14?
I just looked at this board.
So, yeah. Is that saving us quite a lot of money, I imagine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, I think there's only one culvert that we have to cut the road open, and that's south of Litchfield, I do believe. So the rest of them are section line culverts.
Here. Yeah, since we bought that track, well, you guys have done just about every install there was.
Yeah. I didn't know on a big project like this that we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you guys just fill it full of gravel, and then they'll come and dig that out before and pave a base patch in, and then come
over. We got trained professionals up there.
Probably why our beds are a little lower than they used to be.
They're
doing a lot of the work.
Yeah.
So this one came in under budget.
This one, under original budget.
So what was it? What was it for the budget? What did it come in?
The one in the Catherine Hill down there. I don't think we can tackle that one.
Yeah.
You guys got any plans on that one?
We're just continuing to monitor.
We can't shut the liners through there, right?
Well, they've never really gotten back to us, have they?
On the one
on the liner.
Yeah, still trying to get that figured out.
Yeah,
so. Yeah. They had said that they wouldn't be able to line it because it's too separated. So yeah, you're either looking at open cutting it or boring a new pipe through. So. Jamie and I have talked a little bit. We're going to just get some prices.
That's beyond our control.
Yeah, that one's
that's
a
huge.
Tough situation there.
Yeah, it's a deep one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're going to get some prices, just what a bore would be to push a new pipe through there. And then, take a look at it. But.
So Knife River got the number 11?
Yeah, $5,690,583.45.
And how many miles was that?
It's just over 23 and a quarter. So it's all the way north of Sanborn, all the way to 46. So,
do we have to do that north end?
Yeah, we could cut off the...
No. Remember, we're going to cut off. We're going to cut a quarter mile off this album.
Why would you want to cut up a road? I've been getting so much flack from us digging up that dump ground road piece, that old number one.
Yeah.
People are not happy that we dug it up because they said that road didn't turn out the way you guys said it would.
Yeah. Have you driven it recently?
No. Yeah, I thought it's really good. There's a few soft spots.
You've had some complaints on that? I haven't had a one.
No, I've had a couple.
A couple soft spots compared to probably about 15 to 20 at least every spring.
I thought it came out of the spring really well.
Yes, I think so.
I haven't heard one complaint.
Yeah.
I hear complaints every day on the Peak Road, but not one on the road.
Yeah. Well, I start to get complaints on the Peak Road, and I always say, well, it's going to be a lot better once we grind it up and refurbish it. Well, no, don't go there. Oh, then we fixed it. Okay, next.
So that was the paving project. I'm talking with Knife River. They're looking at starting in, like, August. So... I don't know. I mean, prices were a little higher than what we would have hoped for just in the last 2 months. Obviously, diesel fuel and oils went
it's
up.
It's gotten huge.
It went up a little bit from that, but I think looking at the other bids and other projects, it was right in there what we were expecting.
Like when in August? The first part of August?
It depends on when they can get a crushing crew in. And,
it always seems like we wait. And then we wait.
Right.
And then pretty soon it's December.
Then we get a bean harvest, and then we get a
And then harvest. It's like, oh, there's penalties because we wait.
Yeah.
So push as far as you can to get it earlier.
Right, exactly.
So. Under the High Line, where does our road end, from the High Line to, like, Legacy Place?
It's just to the south of that bridge a little bit.
Yeah, it's like 100 and...
Well, where that little farmstead is almost, isn't it?
It's
that
like... One of the last power poles before going to the north is basically kind of the area where ours is.
There's kind of
you can see the line of the
bay. Yeah, I was going to say there's kind of a defined line.
I think we're still going to pull out partially of that driveway out there yet, too. We never did get that out there 100%, did we?
South of the line.
Oh, the one right off the tracks you're talking
about?
Yeah, I thought... it's a lot better than it was.
But I thought we were taking the rest of that out. Where it turns into that guy's place. You were out there.
Yeah, we took it out from...
Oh, is it all out?
The whole 100%? Thing is out.
Oh,
yep,
okay.
Yep, we took that all out on these sides.
I need to pay more attention when I drive out that way.
And that's been, seems to be holding up really good, I think, there. So.
I mean, that was the solution we had.
Yeah.
We didn't want to partake in the game.
And it was the solution because it pretty much quit breaking up there as far as I...
The railroad said, oh, no, it ain't our problem. We're not doing anything with it. Well...
I just know from under the High Line coming south to like Legacy, that road is really getting spiderweb.
It's pretty bad. That's where the city's at.
I was wondering where the city started because and I'm sure
it's kind of a bump there too, and then you can see our crack seal line pretty much going straight across.
You can just see it's just all alligator.
We actually were just talking with Chad on this. They're because they are going to chip seal that when you guys do 21 the rest of the way north add on. So they were going to do some patching with the crew that is in town doing their overlays. So they're going to try to get some of that patching done before the chip seal.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's getting pretty bad.
Probably a lot of cement trucks because it's coming in.
It's all directional.
And there's not much farm traffic on that road. You know, there's a couple farmers that haul, but very few. So I think it's the cement trucks that are doing it.
Yep.
So I just wondered where ours started, because it's getting pretty bad.
Yeah, the county portion's all pretty good.
Okay.
Good. Drive it every day, and I notice it.
Yeah, so if you guys are, I don't know if you have any other questions, or our recommendation would be to award that one. And then the Viking Bridge, it came in like, it was like $150,000 over our estimate. But when you looked at the breakout, so there's the city water main portion, that portion came in like $200,000 over estimate, and the bridge portion was actually like $60,000 under estimate. So we got pretty good prices on the bridge portion of the project.
You got a firm bid on the bridge?
Industrial Builders.
Timeline is this year?
They're thinking it would be next year. So there's some utility relocates the water main, and then the city's got, or the college has to move their fire line and everything. So they wanted to get all that out of the way this summer, and then construction would start like February, March next year, and then go through the summer.
Essentially. Peterson's both next year.
Yeah, Peterson
and Peterson's the same time.
Likely be the same time.
Want to pay for them both next summer?
Yeah, the majority of the cost for Viking will be next summer. Yeah. You guys have 10% of the bridge portion. And then the rest is that federal grant and the flex fund.
Okay.
So.
But we have 20% of number 11, though.
Yeah, 11 was, you guys just have 10% of that, too. So it was 65%
for both
federal aid, and then we got the flex fund to cover 25, and you guys are 10 for that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so these will be flex fund projects that help lower that local share, too. So
we want a motion?
Yeah.
I'll second.
Covering
motion and second.
Doing both. Covering both.
Do both.
The bridge and the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Accept the resolution. Yeah.
Accept their bids.
What was the bid on the bridge?
$4,032,694.65.
Okay, and we're 10% on that?
Yes. Yeah, and it's not 10% of the full thing, so there's like $400,000 of it that's just city portion not participating.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. And then another one is $5 million plus, and we're 10% on that.
Yep, almost 5.7 million.
We're only 10% on that one.
Yeah.
And did the city want to do any caviar on lights or anything like we originally talked about?
Yeah, so that was, well, we kind of went back and forth on that. So within the grant that was submitted, that's kind of why we went with the wider walking path than we originally thought in the lighting. So the DOT kind of forced our hand a little bit on that because they had put all that in the grant.
Yeah.
So to withhold or uphold the grant obligations, which is paying for 70% of it. That's why we kind of had to go with that. There'll be four lights on the bridge and then the wider walking path.
And we're responsible for it, and the city doesn't have to pay for
10% of it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
10% is a lot nicer than 20.
Yeah, it makes a big difference on those.
Sean.
I made the motion, yeah.
Sean and Mike, doesn't it?
And I second it.
Vicki, yeah. Are you second?
All right, Pete.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Bill.
Yeah.
Sean.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Do you have copies of those? Or do you, I got printed out a few. Okay, on the side.
No, I don't have one.
Well, yay, you're going to be busy then.
How's township going?
Yeah.
You've been through those townships?
Good project.
We've gone through the first round of townships.
You've got stewardship.
And, we're starting on the second list of townships now after this rain. So we did a little bit yesterday afternoon between the rain showers, and what they did was pretty good. They packed her in hard before the rain came yesterday afternoon. And it's holding in the hard spots, we'll say.
It didn't take much rain to put us to a halt again.
Well, we got over. I mean, that's a fair amount of rain.
Yeah, I ended up with a quarter of the farm.
Yeah. You want Julie to sign them now too?
When are you bidding out the Peterson deck?
We don't have a set bid date on it right now. They have January 1st, 2027, but they don't have all the funds yet from Fed Highway for all the bridges. So it could be as early as November or as late as April.
But that's going to be our
why did we bid so late?
That was because of the flex funds. So
we had to wait for see what we get for flex funds before we could bid it.
Well, we didn't have to, but like if you wanted to, if we bid it before, it would have been out for flex funds essentially.
Okay, because
we would have got better prices if we could have bid it.
Yes, all these late bidding really drives me crazy. If you put in these late bids.
Because we didn't get notified until
once or twice and
February for flex funds. And we had plans done in mid-February, end of February.
You
need 2 months lead time for federal aid. So
all those old farms, you know, they all have grain.
Yes, and I do know you get better prices if we could bid earlier.
Yeah, definitely.
Some guy, he's got a section in the middle that he lives out of the township.
How many actually bid?
Corn out of there.
Three.
Okay,
Knife River, Mark Sandy, gravel.
And this was a little bit.
Yeah,
40,000.
And the same way with the industrial builders on the bridge.
Yeah, there was only two on that, which we really only expect. There's two or three bridge contractors.
Yeah, maybe 25 miles an hour.
Is that all you had then?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Keep us informed.
Thank you.
Tim, you did a good job. Yeah. You were hardly nervous. I could hardly tell.
Yeah, right.
No, really, really, yeah, you did you. Really well.
Rest of the day off now?
Yeah, thanks,
yeah,
Pete.
Yeah,
that would be a good idea.
Spread the word.
It's not my portfolio.
Go ahead, take the day off, guys. Thank you again.
Yep, see ya.
Pete, what do you got for us?
I finally got the VA numbers for April.
April.
We had 2,399 miles, 44 rides, 255 calls, 179 walk-ins, 17 appointments, and now the van has 97,136 on it. So, as far as I've heard, we haven't got a assistant, another driver picked yet.
No.
I mean, they're not rushing in to
apparently not
to fill out the ads. So.
Did we ever get that fixed, the van?
I don't think they were going to fix it. They're still waiting for.
As far as I know, that hasn't gotten done.
We got the money, and we got the little bit of insurance money for it.
Yeah.
Waiting for Tim to get the parts and get it in. And I guess
I don't know. It could be. I don't know.
It hadn't been done the last time I looked at it. So it's just kind of the fascia on the bumper.
Yeah.
It probably wouldn't even really have been fixed. But if it was a personal car, an old one, you'd probably put some duct tape on it. But we did get the insurance money, so it will be fixed.
Yeah.
So far as I know, maybe I'll stop up there today, but we haven't got another driver yet. So.
Okay.
And I don't know if we don't have another driver, we're going to have to watch so we don't get too many hours on Bob. You know, so I've told her maybe we'll have to cut down to 3 days a week or something and schedule, you know.
Or maybe she'll have to take a run.
Well, I mentioned that her or Becky could drive.
A run once in a while.
Yeah.
couple times.
Because that was part of the plan originally.
That they would, yeah, pick up anything for that driver.
Yeah, we just got to watch the hours up there.
Yeah, and they are really busy up there. You know, I've talked to several veterans, and they're happy with the services. And I mean, we're getting more veterans all the time. It's a bad case, but that's the way of life. We're getting more, especially when they're aging out. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a future daughter-in-law that's a nurse at the VA, and she said it's just getting crazier all the time. But the Vietnam vets are getting older, but we're getting...
Well, you're starting to get the golf
ones. We're getting golf ones in, because that started in 2000. Well, that's 26 years ago. Those guys are...
Well, the first golf car was 92.
Getting, so that's 30 years. So 50, 60 years old, and they're getting there, too. So it's not going to slow down. And I missed the Development Corporation, but luckily Sean went to it, so he can report on that. So that's all I got for this.
Okay.
We have a weed board meeting, I think, tomorrow. Right? And then, but that's all I got for now.
Okay. Sean?
Didn't go to anything. No, we had Buffalo Bridges a couple days after we had our first meeting of the month. We're down to two. We're meeting every other month now for that. Something about the recalc on the budget. It was at $4.8 million. It went up like maybe $100,000 over what they had calculated. So, being it's about 2 years, so they allowed the recalculation in the middle. So. But that's state, that isn't us, so. Child welfare updates she gives us, every time she tries to give us an update on different parts of the social service this year, or this week. This time it was child welfare and economic assistance. 45 open cases they have for child welfare, 23 are foster, two are 18 plus category, and four in home with seven, a total of seven kids in those four homes. So. Then we get to the economic assistance, which that's at Potent Bank. It's all handled statewide now. Everybody has a couple operators that they put into that, and this is going back to March. Backlog is 11,242 cases, and I about flipped my lid.
Wow.
They still had like 300 open cases from before March that have to be settled. And it's like, we need to get through these a hell of a lot faster. And that's one of those things that the state took it over, and I still say they didn't have a plan.
Just like so,
and it isn't coming from our regions. It ain't coming from this one or the north one or the south one. It's coming from the bigger ones, and ours are the ones that are trying to dig their out.
Yeah.
If it was just left up to our zone, we wouldn't be fine.
Well, as long as we do our zone first and then help with theirs, that would be okay. But I don't suppose that works that way.
No, it's all state. Everything is thrown into
one big lump.
Pot.
Yeah. I mean, some of these might be emergency situations.
Well, and that's what I said. You know, I said this the whole time I've been, whether it was for when we were in the county one. It's hard enough for most of those people to come and ask for help to start with, and then to be 3 months behind.
Yeah.
Right.
Is asinine. So that's getting worked on. But as a board, we have nothing. You know.
No control or anything.
Well, we have no governing board no more. We're there to listen to what we get told, and that's it. So, economic development, they're hiring. Somebody to do, like, tourism. We're looking at, I think, going to be looking at.
That's going to be down at the Rosebud.
Mm-hmm. That's in the works, though. And then they hired somebody that works for the park district.
the Mandy or whatever.
Yeah, and then she did get hired as, however that's going to work between the two of them.
Last year we were splitting it.
Yeah.
Between the park board, Valley City Park Board, and the Development Corporation. Part-time up at Rosebud.
To sit in there, yeah.
Well, this wasn't for, this wasn't for the tourism part.
Yeah.
This was for helping out with the rest of the stuff, so. I don't remember. There wasn't a whole lot of anything.
Okay.
It had changed a whole lot since. Then, after that was the water board meeting. Still working on getting that trash rack put on in Clawson Springs. I think that's one of those projects will be, as long as you're trying to get a legal drain established. So
right now, is it just an open culvert?
I think the old one's still on there.
I think it's just that it's deteriorated so bad it's
really
not.
So nobody's going to get sucked through it or anything. There's no open culvert draining out that somebody could get a,
not to my knowledge,
could get a kayak and get in trouble. Okay.
Did they ever put a time limit on that?
Several times.
last year.
Well, I know, but then they hired to go underneath somebody else to do it, and...
Yeah, that's still...
Because last year, Freedom Machine was building it.
Yeah.
And then somebody could put it in.
It was not this month, but the month before they're doing... I can't remember the construction company that's in town that's going to take on the project, and it's going to be done by Kohl's, but under their license.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a month or two ago we talked about that.
I think Swanberg was going to do it.
Swanberg.
Going to do it.
Yeah.
They're going to...
set it.
Well, no, they're going to take it on as a project, and Kohl's are going to do the work.
Yeah, but weren't they going to help set it too, I think?
Not less things to change that I had heard about, so it was for insurance reasons.
Yeah.
Hobart is at 14-1606. It came up.
It's come up a little bit.
2 feet, I think they said. So yeah, it's gonna run a little longer than they thought. The longer the thaw went on, the longer or the higher it got, so Sandburn is at 14-26-14, so it has to hit 14-26 before we can open it and then shut it off at
14-26.
So it's only going to be 14. That's the difference right now.
Yeah, I'll have it open for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
They have a half foot, yeah.
Yeah.
The river's really low, so I'd imagine they got to watch their salt.
Well, most of the sloughs are low.
Water holes are low.
Yeah.
The testing on the, because they had to go to the testing right away too, and Hobart, once they opened it, was good, so they can, they're running it at full.
Good.
Brown Dam, still waiting on the Game and Fish to see what they're going to cover. It's supposed to be a bigger chunk to get our local share reduced.
Okay.
Which they had talked about, Clawson Springs Dam, too. And I said, well, understanding what I understand about that now, that we have an agreement with Game and Fish to use that. I mean, it isn't our... They need to have a bigger portion in that dam.
Yeah. Take a little more of the hit.
Because I was under the understanding that was all ours. It's not. I mean, yes, we have permission to run the campground on that property, but it's Game and Fish land, so.
Yeah.
And the water is theirs, so, yeah, they have, want to throw their 2 cents in all the time on what we're doing on the dam, but then don't have any skin in the game, so. Or very little. Because there's stuff that's going to need to be done in that, but they pushed it back with the way everything was sitting, so. They're going to be doing just, not cattail spraying, but weed spraying just in the channel bottom.
or the very edges, for the very aggressive weeds and that are there, this, you know, because they don't spray for the cattails until late fall. And since they have money in the account for that, they're going to do it twice this year to see if they can get a better handle on it. Because if they can do that in both of them, it'll hopefully lead to less cleaning in the future. If there's nothing.
Getting a little ahead of the game, maybe.
Yep. Is what the plan is.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Okay. Mike?
Nothing in the last couple of weeks. City County Health will be meeting next Wednesday.
Has that been quiet?
It has been very quiet.
No, good
to
for
be
you.
Smoothly at City County Health.
I'm glad for you, Mike.
Vicki?
Actually, my meetings are this week, so I really didn't have anything. I did send you that thing out from Salt Central Regional Council that's trying to get anybody's ideas on any projects that they might have. It's an information for their database, and they'll try to find some appropriate grant or whatever for that individual.
I believe that was brought up at economic development, too. So.
Yeah, so other than that, no, I just... you know, then I was talking to Mike earlier about this pipeline meeting that's going to be on June 2nd, the one that's closest to us, I think.
And on the 4th?
Is in Jamestown.
4th, isn't it?
It says June 2nd at Bunker Hill Venue.
I thought it was 4th.
Well, the 4th is actually at Castleton.
Okay.
So,
I plan on going just because it's coming out of my land. So.
Yeah.
That's a pipeline you were talking about earlier than me?
That's a natural gas pipeline. And as far as we've been told, it's to provide power for the generators at the data centers. And the state's already put $500 million into it, and they're talking about putting more into it.
It's so crazy.
The state's really pushing it. Yeah.
I know. It's crazy.
It's come across about 2 miles of my land, which I'm not happy about, but I don't think you got a lot of choice. I just hope they pay very well.
So are they paying the state to do this? That's that way the state is pushing it so much?
Well, which company is putting it in?
WBI is
called. WBI.
The state really wants natural gas to the eastern part of the state.
Well, there hasn't been enough. A lot of these elevators are getting turned or had gotten turned down in the past years because there wasn't enough natural gas in the line to take care of
their needs.
I don't think it'd be going to be shut down, you know. And at the one time, there was talk about getting natural gas down to Winter Buck.
So
they haven't had the capacity they needed before, and is this going to be enough, big enough line so they don't have to do it again in 10 years?
Well, when we went to the last meeting, they said that if they go by a smaller town, that town has the ability to hook on if they would like to. So like Litchfield would be one, Sanborn would be one, and whatever other.
They don't have natural gas now? Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do in Sanborn.
There's pipelines going across there. Do they get fed off anyway?
I didn't think they got fed off.
Because I know a lot of the little towns east of town have
natural gas. Sanborn has natural gas in town.
Like Arisca has.
Well, Litchfield doesn't, and Hastings, I know, doesn't. And
Sanborn got it way back in the 70s. So we've had natural gas there since I was a little kid.
But it's a small one.
You weren't a little kid back in the 70s. You were 40 years old.
You were just graduating.
No, I hope it's a big enough line to accommodate what's going to be coming in the future.
Yeah. So
36 as you are.
That, and hopefully we get down to that under 5% flaring out west, because that's just a waste. They were up to 25% not that many years ago, and that is a waste, because once it's gone,
it's gone.
It isn't coming back in our lifetime. It isn't coming back in the next 10 generations, lifetimes. We're talking hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah.
So I didn't have anything else.
Okay. I didn't make it to the winter show last night. Seen some numbers. They had a pretty good year at the winter show. Usually I got some other meeting extension or something, so I don't always get to go. But, so they did that. They got a few events coming up that'll be getting the word out here. That derby will be back up again. A couple of horse shows. What else do I have? I think that's about all I have. I was asked if we had some stuff in the recorder's office, some old antique type stuff, and she asked if we could donate it to the library or to the museum, and I said yes. So they took a few items down to the museum. So that was beneficial for us, I thought. And
where does the museum store all this stuff? There's stuff and more stuff and
they're
more stuff.
They're packed. Three stories, yeah. Three levels.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's about all I got.
We've had people camping at the Foss Park for longer than we were talking about, yeah. 2-3 days. So I did talk to Pat last Friday, and I had him go check it out.
Yeah.
But we don't have, there's no signs up yet for
parking. Yeah, that was coming this summer, I guess.
So he said they seemed like nice people, and they were taking care of the place, so. And I see they're gone for the rain, so.
Until you notify the public, you
right.
Ain't really got a choice.
I didn't realize we didn't have the signs up, so that's why I just asked Pat to check it out. So he did. And then, we done anything more on the funding for heating and cooling?
No, not at this moment yet.
I can't see going through the bank at 4.5%. I mean, we must be able to get state money or something.
Well, yeah.
FMHA or whatever they call it, rural development, for a lot cheaper than that.
Yeah.
That $20,000 a month seemed like a pretty steep payment.
Yeah.
I know it's a big project, but so I don't think that's feasible in my mind going through a local bank unless we can get a better rate.
Yeah.
Was that through the local or was that through Bank of North Dakota through the local?
Well, no, that was pretty much through the bank.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they were going to use our money that we have in there for collateral.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But if we could buy a $2 million CD and say for 3%, and maybe they'd loan us back for 4%, then it's not so bad. So,
because
then if it's only costing us 1%, you know, because we got the reserves.
Right.
Well, if we could put some of that into more of a fund-bearing account, like a CD. I mean, we could get 3.75% probably in a CD. If we could borrow back for 4, 4.5%,
then
it might not be a bad deal.
Yeah.
So where do we go to get that whole discussion? Where
I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying.
We got bills to pay.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, we can't all of a sudden go to the Bank of North Dakota and say, "Hey, we need $2 million."
Right. Well, once we determine where we're at, we can call them back anytime.
We can.
Yeah. Okay. Was kind of how I left it off last spring, really. But, and everybody is willing to call there.
What was the deal with Renetta up at?
The what?
With Renetta up at FHA or whatever it is now.
I mean, that's a possibility, too.
But I don't remember what the end
was.
And I'm sure that's changed since we talked to her.
Are you talking the USDA, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said they would be 2% over prime.
Yeah.
2% over prime?
That's what they said.
The banks are just prime.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
I know. That's what I thought when they said it. So.
Well, that ain't no better deal than
no.
This other guy that came with Josh, what was his capacity?
He was a commissioner.
He's a commissioner, and he's also in with Bank Forward.
So he wasn't anything to do with the state, I think.
No, oh, no. Nathan?
No.
Yeah.
No, he's a commissioner from Richland, a school board member from Richland. I mean, I've known him for years.
Yeah.
He's the one that congratulated us on our housing thing at NADACTO and at the commissioner summit.
Yeah.
One thing with the Development Corporation, you know, I told Jennifer that with our housing thing, we've pretty much used up all our money for the year. You know, so when she comes for more money, we have really pretty much used it up.
And she, I think she kind of understood that when we were talking. I thought.
Because I know at the last
meeting. Which time?
It should have been the last time.
At the last meeting, she was talking, Mary Lee was talking about adding a tourism person and wanting the county to pay for it. Well,
we've used up our money to the developer.
Right.
And because that's we've got about $160,000 that's committed.
And that's what I was saying.
Committed money, yeah.
That's what I was saying to her when we were doing it. I said, well, if we're committed for all this money, then if somebody comes along with a project right. that we really like, we have no money right. for you.
Because it's used up.
So.
And I don't know how the housing, how much draws they've drawn on that. Have they drawn any?
Have they drawn any yet?
Have they drawn any money out of the housing fund, the $90,000?
One for sure.
I'd have to look. Marlin.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was two for the county already.
One for sure that I know of.
Because they don't draw that until they need it. So.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right, but it's committed.
It's
so.
Committed, yeah.
But I thought there was a couple in the works, I thought.
And that's fine. We
yeah.
moved it.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Anything else?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
You vote for yourself.